ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京。こんばんはニューヨーク。こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here.
四字熟語。
Lesson 24. How learning Japanese can help you achieve unprecedented success. Interesting.
ね。
Well, this is actually related to today's four kanji character compound. In this lesson, what we do is we take some idiomatic phrases and we break them down by kanji character. One, to introduce you to kanji. Two, so you can see how these phrases came to be and the thinking behind them. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
前人未到
Unexploited or unachieved by anyone. Unprecedented. Break it down.
前人未到前人未到
The first character is?
前
Before
人
Person
未
Not yet
到
Arrival Before person, not yet arrival.
That's quite straightforward.
Yeah, this one is, I think, very straightforward. Let's just take a look at the two kanji character compounds. First one,
前人
literally means people in the previous and indicates predecessors. Second two kanji character compound,
未到
unreached yet. Put them together,
前人未到
It means unreached or unexploited by any predecessors. And it can also be written a different way, with the final character being a bit different. So check out the PDF to kind of see the difference, because this comes in two flavors.
そうですね。I've seen them both.
Okay, on to the usage. Now, this phrase can be used as a pre-nominal word. Now, when we say the pre-nominal word, basically we just mean it can be used before a noun. And in between this phrase and a noun, usually find...
No.
So can we have an example?
前人未到の記録
An unprecedented record. Now, it's often followed by nouns such as
記録
Record or
地
Place. And it's generally used in a positive context.
そうですね。
Such as once when someone achieves something unprecedented.
Yeah, like Olympic Games.
Okay, let's have a sample sentence. Naomi-sensei, first one.
彼は前人未到の大記録を達成した。
He achieved an unprecedented perfect record.
冒険家は前人未到の地を目指す。
Adventurers head to places where no one has gone before. And finally,
彼女は前人未到の3年連続優勝を達成した。
She achieved an unprecedented 3 successive victories. Naomi-sensei, is this one used in the Star Trek expression to boldly go where no man has been before?
何それ? What are you talking about?
Star Trek.
Star Trek. Ah, よくわかんない。
Right. I'm going to check that out. Check the comments because, I don't know, it seems like this Yoji Jukugo would be used in that.
Really?
To boldly go where no man has been before.
Ah, 前人未到の地に行きますみたいな。
Yeah.
Could be.
I don't feel your passion about Star Trek. Anyway, we'll check it out. And leave the answer to that in the comments. Okay, on we go. Next expression is
有名無実
To exist only in name.
有名無実有名無実
First character
有
Exist
名
Name
無
Nothing
実
Reality Exist name nothing reality.It's pretty straightforward. Let's take a look at the two kanji character compounds that make up this four kanji character compound. Naomi-sensei, first one.
有名
To have a name. And of course, famous.
そうですね。
Then we have the second one.
無実
Not to have substance. So we put it all together.
有名無実
It means something has only a name, but has no substance. Or something doesn't have the same value as this name.Let's take a look at the usage. It's often used as
有名無実な
a な adjective. And also something could precede it, and then we have the 和
有名無実だ
or です。
Structure.
はい。
Okay. Now, this also comes in two other flavors. So we have the expression
有名無実になる。
になる。To become. And also
有名無実化する。
Again, to become.
The second expression is used in a newspaper.
So something comes to have nothing in substance. Doesn't seem like a good usage. Let's kind of take a look at some sample sentences. I think they'll help us understand a bit better. Naomi-sensei?
男性の育児休暇制度なんて有名無実だ。
Maternity leave for men exists only in name.
It's pretty bad.
What else do we have?
高速道路の最高時速は100キロだが、これは有名無実な規則だ。
The maximum speed on highways is regulated at 100 kilometers per hour. But only in name.
有名無実ですかね? People get arrested still, right?
But everybody goes over it.
Not me.
Okay, give us one more.
ルールは違反した場合の罰則がなければ有名無実になる。
Rules will come to exist only in name if there are no penalties for their violation. いいね。いい文章ですね。
I thought you're gonna like it.
It's interesting though. It seems like from the examples we looked at, the usage is very versatile. The first one's kind of like a bit sarcastic, like, yeah, that's only in name. The second one is because it's not upheld. And kind of the third one forecasts something that could be. What is the frequency of usage on this one?
I don't think people use this phrase in a conversation a lot, but we use this in a document or newspaper or news.
So if there's a trend that something's not being held up to its name, you'll see this.
はい。
Okay. Naomi-sensei, ありがとうございます。Oh, before we go, how about the first one? Do you use that one quite a bit?
Yeah, when you are watching a game or a match, you'll hear 前人未到の記録 a lot.
Depending, yeah.
Depending on the game, but...
Like, Michael Phelps.
Ah, so, 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 so. Michael Phelps の記録は前人未到ですよね。
Okay, that is going to do for today. Now, don't forget to check the comments. Naomi-sensei is going to look into the Star Trek. That's going to do for today.